But if any man love God, the same is known of him. That's 1 Corinthians 8, verse 3. And I greet you in Jesus' name. This is Steve Clark. And today I want us to consider our love to God. Now, we've been going through this week some verses out of 1 Corinthians. And so this is where we're at today is 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 3. And I'll read it again. Just, 11 words. But if any man love God, the same is known of him. If any man love God, the same is known of him. Yeah, well, I want us to consider our love to God. In Jude 21, it says, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. That's a command for us to keep ourselves in the love of God. Also in 1 John 4, verse 19, it says, we love him because he first loved us. Well, this gets me back to the first verse I read. If any man love God, the same is known of him. To be known of God, if you remember some words that Jesus said, it's recorded in Matthew 7. I'm sure they're familiar to you. It says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. So in the case of these people who were casting out devils in Jesus' name, doing many wonderful works, prophesying in his name, he said, I never knew you. Well, the verse that we're considering here, it says, if any man love God, the same is known of him. So how did Jesus not know these people if they were preaching in his name, casting out devils in his name, and doing many wonderful works in his name? How would he not know them? But he says here, I never knew you. If any man love God, the same is known of him. Well, it goes on to say, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house. And it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Now that's the house that was built upon a good foundation, and that rock is Jesus Christ. So our spiritual house, if it's built on a good foundation, which is Jesus Christ, then we're not going to fall, and I believe he will know us. Verse 26 says, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. So here, this house that didn't have a good foundation, it was built on the sand, it was built on worldly wisdom, maybe. If we're talking about our spiritual house, it was built on a misconception of who God really is. It was built on a foundation that wasn't strong. It wasn't Jesus Christ. And trials came, things came, and the house fell. And I believe this is those who, they didn't do the sayings of Jesus. They heard some things or they knew some things, but they didn't do them. It says, everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto this foolish man. So we have the one that did the sayings of Jesus, whose house was upon the rock, and then we have the one that did not do the things that Jesus said, and his house was upon the sand. It was on a poor foundation. So if any man love God, the same is known of him. In Galatians 4, 9, it says, but now after that you have known God, or rather of known or rather are known of God, how turn you again to the weak and beggarly elements whereunto you desire again to be in bondage? So that's a question, and Paul's saying there in Galatians, he says, after that you have known God, or rather are known of God. So these are people that are known of God. They are turning again to the weak and beggarly elements whereunto they desire to be in bondage. So they're known of God, they love God, but they're turning themselves over to beggarly elements. They're believing in that they need to be saved by the law or by works and things like this. And so it's like, how can you do that, Paul's saying? After you've known the love of God, after you've been on the right path, but now you turn to your works or to the law or something else, the Judaism that they were facing in those days. Also in 2 Timothy 2:19, it says, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. So here we have something again, it's similar to Matthew 7, where they profess, or they did these many wonderful things. They prophesied in his name, cast out devils, did many wonderful works. Then he says, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. So here these people were workers of iniquity. The verse that we're considering right now or looking at is 2 Timothy 2:19, it says, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. So in Matthew 7 there, I believe those people were still living in their sin. They still had maybe their pet sins that they never repented of. And that's why Christ didn't know them, because they were in their sins and they were not obeying the Lord Jesus Christ. They were not following him, even though they were casting out devils and doing many wonderful things in his name. And I would say there, too, that they really didn't love God. Now, it doesn't talk about, in Matthew 7, it doesn't talk about them, it doesn't talk about love, but the verse that we're considering says, to be known of God, it says, but if any man love God, the same is known of him. And so I don't believe those people in Matthew 7 who said, Lord, Lord, who cast out devils and did many things in Jesus' name, but they were still living in their sin, they didn't truly love God, at least the God of the Bible. And I want you to remember that statement, at least the God of the Bible. They didn't love that God. Jesus said that if you love me, keep my commandments. And here in 2 Timothy that I just read, where the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Well, why should people depart from iniquity? Is because he tells us to. We're to repent and we're to turn from our wicked ways. Have you ever heard someone say that, oh, that person has a good heart, or he loves God, or she loves God? And here in our day and age that we live in, people are saying, oh, that homosexual couple over there, they really love God. Or that soldier who is out there in the battle killing his enemies, oh, he really loves God. Or that Christian rock group that's singing songs that are just rock and roll, and that are, maybe they have some sort of a message, but what is the message? It's hard to tell because of the loud music and all of that. Oh, they really love God. Or that person who has a problem with pornography, but he talks about Jesus. He really loves God. Or maybe he's adulterer, lusting after women, but they really love God. Look how zealous they are, and they go out witnessing, they do all these things. They really love God. But the verse that we see here that if any man love God, the same is known of him. Or maybe someone who really loves the world, but he also says that he loves God, that, you know, he must be okay. Well, in 1 John it says that if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Could it be, this is a question for us, could it be that people can love a God of their own imagination and not be the God of the Bible? This homosexual couple, they love a God of their own imagination. They imagine a God that is fine with them to be homosexuals. They're fine. He's fine with that type of lifestyle. He's okay with it. That soldier who's out there killing his enemies, he can love God, but it's not the God of the Bible, because Jesus said to love our enemies. So, but he can be in love with this God of his own imagination. And we can go through the whole list there. That person that says that he really loves God, he's out there witnessing, but he's a lustful man. He's committing adultery by lusting after women. He's, you know, whatever, doing, going even further than that. But he loves God. Well, does he? Or is it the God of his own imagination? This is the point that I wanted to bring out here today. Could it be that people can love a God of their own imagination? Well, I believe the answer is yes. And that's where these people in Matthew chapter 7, they love this God of their own imagination. They were even casting out devils and doing all kinds of different things. They're living in their sin, and they believe that this God was fine with their sin. But because they were so zealous and everything, that's going to get them into heaven, or that they really love God and God really loves them because of these things. In 1 John 4:20, it says, if a man say, I love God and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? So this is a principle here that you can say that you love God and hate your brother. You're really a liar, because you really don't love God, because God commands us to love our brothers and sisters. So we really don't love God if we don't love our brother, is what he's saying here, and that we're actually a liar. We're not telling the truth, and that. So that's my my thought for today, that if any man love God, the same is known of him. We want to be known of God, and we want to be known of him that we depart from iniquity. Some of these verses that I brought out, just how it's to love God is to depart from iniquity. To love God is to keep his commandments. To love God is to build our house upon the rock by hearing the sayings of Jesus and doing them. All these verses. So my challenge to us is to really examine, what God are we in love with? Are we in love with the God of our own imagination, who thinks it's fine that we can live in sin and all these things? Or are we really truly loving the God of the Bible, the one who has revealed himself to us through his word, and who came to this earth to die for our sins? And I want to leave room for ignorance, for blindness, for being untaught, even as we saw earlier, those people who were turning unto the beggarly elements again. They were ignorant. They were blind. Jesus said there that he knew them, or in Galatians it says that they're known of God. So I do want to leave room for ignorance and blindness and being untaught. But I also want us to see that we can be in love with the God of our own imagination and really love God. And I think it answers a lot of the questions why we see people in churches say, you know, they really love God, but here they're dressing immodestly, they're loving, or they're going out to war and killing their enemies or fighting with their neighbors and all these kind of things, and they're just excusing it, but, oh, I love God. Well, it may be the God of their own imagination that they're in love with and not the God of the Bible. So God bless you today, and hope to catch you again tomorrow as we consider something else from 1 Corinthians. God bless you.